2 months reading in the Gospel of Mark. Today is month 2 and day 28. And we are reading Mark 15, 40 to 47, the burial of Jesus Christ our Lord. Are you ready? Mark 15, verse 40. Some women were watching what? Watching the crucifixion from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. It was preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that Jesus was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. And when he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph brought some linen cloth, took the body down, wrapped it in a linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. And he rolled the stone against the entrance of the tomb, and Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid. This is the burial of Jesus in a tomb of a rich man. This is actually a fulfillment of prophecy. But I want to talk about Joseph of Arimathea. He was a member of that group that wanted to kill Jesus, and yet he was a good man. He was waiting for Israel's salvation. And I love the fact that God can touch any person, even someone from some high class or some other religion or some... God can touch people today, and I think we need to be people that pray that God would touch leaders of nations, leaders of our business or corporation, leaders of sports clubs and schools. And God can touch anyone, and I want to pray that there'd be many Joseph of Arimathea's getting saved in Japan and wherever you're from, in Jesus' name. Come on, let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you died, but you also were buried in a tomb of a great man, Joseph of Arimathea. Thank you for him. And I'm praying for people in power and authority and wealth to be saved, as well as every other person. But Joseph is a picture that you can touch people from any group. And I pray you would touch our mums and dads, leaders of corporations, leaders of nations, that we would be prayers, just like it says in the Bible, pray for those in authority over you. And I pray that we would see miracles of people coming to know Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen. My title would be, Jesus can touch anyone, even those in authority over me. Today, Jesus, touch those in authority over me. Amen. God bless you all.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.